would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, still remaining very concerned about what's happening to my wife and family. Saturday, I had a conversation with Gary and Lynn before I actually went to see them on Sunday. I think that was right. And they were talking about that they didn't feel good that week. They're not in the best of health. Gary, being the amputee, doesn't get around much, so he doesn't get that much exercise. And then he doesn't do a lot simply because his hands have become, you might say, deformed. Not quite deformed, but he can't do things as he could in years past. But they weren't feeling well. And what fascinated me is they brought up medication that they were using. And I thought about it. I didn't say anything to them because, you know, I want to respect them. There was no point. But what I thought about is if there's any hint, and because I think because I'm in such good health, that just a slight hint I can tell. It's not that I have to be really sick to say, oh, I'm sick, because I simply haven't been sick in decades. So. You know, the question is why. When I sense that circumstances aren't right, and I really think what I've noticed is that in summertime I'm doing great because I'm out, I sweat like a pig, so I think I'm in general great health, and of course I'm getting my food from the farmer's market during the summer. In the wintertime, I don't get out as much, so I don't get out as much walking. I am doing more jumping jacks, but I think it's well understood that, you know, summertime you get more vitamin D, wintertime you don't, and that contributes to the increase in illness during the winter, or as it's termed, the winter burden. But for me, when I sense, oh, I'm not feeling good because, not sick, but I have this vague sense that I'm not at my peak. I'm to the point where I pump a few extra vitamin C's and vitamin D's and I'm fine. As opposed to taking medicine. So I preempt getting sick. And so when I had that conversation with Lynn and Gary, obviously I started thinking about my family. What do they do? Have they matured like I have and do the things to keep themselves healthy, or did they turn to the medicine cabinet? I wonder about that. I really do. Because obviously I will contend you're better off by doing things to prevent rather than doing things to compensate for the sickness. And like I say, I simply don't get sick. The other thing is I did send an email to Jim Cross in reference to some conversations that I had today and yesterday. One is in reference to the idea of contending. Because I have been so fascinated by the idea of contending and being contentious. The agonizomai versus philonikos in the Bible. The idea of to struggle, to agonizomai, or agonize, and philonikos, to triumph over a brother. Agonizomai is a good thing. Philonikos is not. But in English, frequently, in a lot of translations, they're both seen as contend and contentious. But they're radically different, and is something I've taken to heart, especially when I deal with some people who don't want to. But the gentleman, in reference to Rob, our hiking buddy, he sent me a very encouraging email last night, and I was delighted to get it. So, yes, he doesn't contend well, but he's not closing the door, which I thought was great. But the other thing, the other conversation I had was with Sharon Leonard, and she asked me some details about the planned trip. And a pertinent thing was, what will it be like to actually see my kids? And what will it be like if they say, no, we're not going to let you see the kids? And she's obviously very concerned. She's very much taken this to heart and no doubt in constant prayer. But the statement was, if there is no cooperation and there is no agreement about when, because I've stated the plan is to come see George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok, a face-to-face meeting with the possibility of seeing Jim Cross and the possibility of going to Meadowview to see the leadership there. There is no plan at this point to see my wife, simply because I don't think I could take seeing her, because she shows absolutely no love for me. If that were to change, I want that more than anything. But I don't think I can emotionally take it now. That's obviously why Chris is driving, not me. But the other aspect, if I don't get any cooperation, if there is no response about or making arrangements to see my kids, then the plan is very simple. I will pick a day of my choosing that I will not announce. My current plans, if things work out well, I will not go to Seven Oaks. If there's no cooperation, one day I'll be knocking on your door. Whereas they have a different purpose in mind. I think the statement, the phrase, is appropriate in this case. The phrase from the group, Anonymous. Expect us. So I am going to plan to make arrangements. I am trying to make arrangements. Obviously, I have no feedback yet thus far. But arrangements to see my family. And if no arrangements are made, one day, probably late February, March, expect me. I'll be at your door. I love you. The reason I'm doing this is because I love my kids, and I'm very much in love with my wife.